This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is convinced the global economy is in better shape than some economists suggest and is confident the world's finance ministers have the tools to fend off a steep decline. We'll find out more today from Yellen at a news conference kicking off the annual spring meeting of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C. Another victim died overnight from a disgruntled employee returning to a Louisville, Kentucky bank yesterday morning and shooting it up. CEO of the bank says there are no words.
Jim Ryan is the CEO of Old National Bank, where five people were killed in a mass shooting Monday. He says there are no words to adequately describe the sadness. Ryan issued a statement Monday night asking for prayers for those affected, including the more than half a dozen injured when a 25-year-old employee of the bank opened fire. Ryan said the bank's leadership team is in Louisville and will continue to provide support in the days ahead. I'm Skip Kelly.
There are new developments in the case of a teacher shot by a six-year-old student.
The mother of that six-year-old boy who shot his first-grade teacher in Virginia is now facing a felony and misdemeanor count. The criminal charges come after authorities announced the six-year-old would not face charges.
Prosecutors charged Lori Vallow Daybell and her husband Chad Daybell with multiple counts of conspiracy, murder, and grand theft in connection with the deaths of Vallow Daybell's two youngest children, 7-year-old JJ and big sister Tylee, who was last seen a few days before her 17th birthday in 2019. The trial continues today. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson has sworn in Mackenzie Leistrup as the new director of the Goddard Space Flight Center. She succeeds Acting Center Director Dave Mitchell, who has held the position since January and will be returning to his previous role as Chief Program Management Officer at NASA headquarters. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A major leak of classified U.S. documents that shaken Washington and exposed new details of its intelligence gathering may have started in a chat room on a social media platform popular with online gamers. It was held on the Discord platform, which hosts real-time voice, video, and text chats. A discussion originally created to talk about range of topics turned to the war in Ukraine. That's when an unidentified poster shared documents that were allegedly information from the classified documents. Al Jaffe, the legendary Mad Magazine cartoonist, has died of organ failure at the age of 102. Jaffe, who worked freelance until he was 99, was responsible for the feature Spy vs. Spy and the Vietnam-era Hawks and Doves. After beginning his career working for Stan Lee of Marvel fame, Jaffe started cartooning for Mad Magazine in 1955. Although the COVID pandemic emergency officially ended yesterday, the Biden administration is spending $5 billion on a program to accelerate the development of next-generation COVID-19 vaccines and treatments.
Project NextGen will cut across government agencies and involve public and private collaborations with three primary goals. Develop a nasal vaccine that will hopefully prevent infection as well as severe disease, develop longer-lasting vaccines, and create broader vaccines that protect against all variants and several different coronaviruses. It will also include funding to develop more durable monoclonal antibodies resistant to new variants, according to the administration. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us. Hope you're having a great day. We've got Bill Feder joining us now, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. Hey, Bill. Happy couple days after Easter. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, I got to tell you, I was really blessed by the American Minute where you really, you broke down the significance of Easter, what led up to it, how it pointed back to the sacrifices and the system that God had established with the children of Israel, holidays, and how they dovetailed and how they were fulfilled in Easter to reinforce what happened. I mean, the thing is about God that I've grown to appreciate, Bill Feder, is like when he created the heavens and the earth, it wasn't a bunch of theory. It wasn't the, hey, let's think about doing this or doing. I mean, it was all exact. Everything is precise. I mean, modern day science, when they study it, they're amazed to see how precise to the atom that everything that God's hand is on, how it works. And it's the same way when you look at Easter. There's so much more about Easter than the Jesus came, he died for our sins, and the tomb is empty, and he resurrected. If you would, give us a history lesson as to how this tied in with, you know, the Passover, you know, the Feast of First Fruits, and as you say, that my Redeemer liveth, right?
Yes, well, the word Easter appears once in the King James Bible, Acts 12:4, and in the Greek, it's actually Passover. And in every other place in the King James and in every other translation, the word is Passover. Mm-hmm. Now, Passover is the first of the seven major Jewish feasts. And these were agricultural, based on the growing season. Three are in the spring, 150 days later, and then three are in the fall. And just to walk through those, the very first one is Passover. Mm-hmm. And it was first observed around 1400 BC, the night before the Israelites had their exodus out of Egypt. The Pharaoh had previously enslaved the Israelites and made them throw their baby boys in the Nile River. God judged Egypt, and the final plague was the angel of death killing the firstborn. And so on the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Nisan, every Israelite family would kill a lamb, put the blood over the doorposts of its house, of their house, and the angel of death would pass over their home. Right. In other words, we've already paid the judgment. See the blood of the lamb that took the judgment in our place. You can pass over. And so the Jewish day began in the evening and went till the next evening, right? Sunset. Mm-hmm. We always think of a day from dawn to dawn, but it's the Hebrew day begins at sunset, goes to the next sunset. So around in 33 AD, Jesus celebrated the Passover meal after sunset with his disciples. Well, the next morning is when he was crucified. So Jesus was literally crucified as the Passover lamb on the Feast of Passover. And the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 5:7, "For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us." So the angel of judgment can pass over us, right? Because the
yes.
judgment that we deserved went on Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And even John the Baptist, when he pointed at Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Who taketh away the sins of the world."
Mm.
And so that's the first one. And by the way, the early church leader Justin Martyr described how the Israelites would roast the lamb, and they would have two spits or sticks. One would come up through the back to the head, the other across the shoulders. In other words, the form of a cross.
Cross. Mm-hmm.
And Justin Martyr wrote around 100 A.D., he said, "The lamb was commanded to be wholly roasted, a symbol of the suffering on the cross which Christ would undergo. For the lamb was roasted, dressed up in the form of the cross," and so forth. The word crucify comes from the word cross, and it was the most painful death. There's a Dr. Alexander Metherell, and he writes, "The pain was unbearable. It was literally beyond words. They had to invent a new word, excruciating. Excruciate means out of the cross."
Mm-hmm.
So when you think of crucifixion, think of excruciating
yes.
pain.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then there is the Isaiah 53 gives us a little insight into what this lamb, the suffering Messiah, would go through. "Surely he has took our pain, bore our suffering. We considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." And so Christ took the judgment. Now, in the seven feasts of Israel, the next feast is the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Mm-hmm.
And it's celebrated immediately after Passover. Leaven is yeast, and it's always symbolic of sin. Jesus says, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees." And so Jesus was, so the Jewish homes would even ceremonially get a little feather and dust the yeast off their shelves and get it out of their house. And so Jesus was taking the sin out of the world,
mm-hmm.
On the exact Feast of Unleavened Bread, taking the yeast or the sin out of their houses. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 5, "Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out the old leaven. Let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice or wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." And so Jesus was in the grave. And then the next feast...
That would have been, you know, in terms of chronological dates, we're saying Jesus died on Friday, and on Saturday would be the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Is that the chronology?
Yes. I get into it a little bit later in my American Minute. But mm-hmm. the Feast of Passover, it's based on their Jewish lunar calendar. And so it could be a little earlier in the spring, a little later in the spring. It could be any day of the week. And it wasn't until Constantine at the Council of Nicaea, there was a controversy. And a lot of them, the early church fathers, were Jewish, and they wanted to keep having the Feast of the Resurrection, right, on the exact Feast of Crucified on Passover, in the grave, on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and then the third day is the Feast of First Fruits. But Constantine said, "No, I want it on a Sunday." And that was the beginning of the cutting between the Jewish Christian church and the Gentile Christian church. So instead of going back and asking the rabbis, "Hey, when's Passover this year?"
Mm-hmm.
Instead, Constantine came up with a formula. And it's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. It's more or less an arbitrary formula.
Mm-hmm.
But they were really into church arguments back in those early centuries, and that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so even, you know, Patrick had a big, when he was evangelizing Ireland, the big contest at Tara was the night before Easter, and this pagan king made everybody extinguish their fires, and Patrick lit a bonfire. And so then the king ended up converting, and all of Ireland ended up converting. But this was the old calendar. And so the mm-hmm. Irish church hesitated coming underneath of the Roman church because it's like, wait, you got a different date for Easter.
That's right.
But the so the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and then on the third day is the Feast of First Fruits. And that's when the barley harvest was the first crop that was harvested in the spring, and it came up out of the ground, and they would bring it to the temple, and Jesus was raised from the dead on the Feast of First Fruits. The Apostle Paul writes, but now Christ has risen from the dead and become the first fruits of that.
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Bill Fetter after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Okay, you should take notes here. You know, this thing about Bill Fetter, you know, sometimes you feel like class is in session because his depth of knowledge and understanding and research over the years, and of course he blesses us every day with the American Minute that he created. He's a nationally known speaker, so occasionally you'll run into him, whether it's a church or some special event that they'll bring him in, because he is such a delight, as you can appreciate here. And we've been talking about the 7 Jewish celebrations, covered the Passover evening, what that represented, how that was influenced by the Jewish lunar calendar. And Bill, and I guess that's the explanation for why, you know, and I, for me, I think it's especially unique and significant when you have the Passover happening during the same time as Holy Week and as Easter, which we did this year. And then on top of that, you've got a Jubilee year that aligns with this particular Easter celebration as well, which I think is just hugely significant. I just keep looking to God and say, okay, what are you telling us here? Because it's not that we have Passover and Easter and a Jubilee year all coming together at the same time.
Yeah. When you have Passover and Easter together, think, oh, what a coincidence. It's like, no, it's supposed to be together.
Right.
And you had, I'll finish, you have a great quote from Sir Lionel Lacoue. So he's listed in the Guinness World Book of Records as the world's most successful criminal attorney. I knew him for a good 15 years before he died. But his quote is, the bones of Muhammad are in Medina. The bones of Confucius are in Shang Tung. The cremated bones of Buddha are in Nepal. Thousands pay pilgrimage to worship at their tombs, which contain their bones. But in Jerusalem, there is a cave cut into the rock. The tomb is the tomb of Jesus. It is empty. Yes, empty, because he has risen. He died physically, historically. He rose from the dead, and now he sits at the right hand of God. And so Jesus dies on the Feast of Passover, the exact day. And then he's in the grave on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, taking the sin out of the world, the same time the Jews were getting the yeast, symbolic of sin, out of their house. The third day, Jesus rises from the dead on the Feast of First Fruits. And the Apostle Paul makes the connection. He says, Christ is our first fruit. And then every man in his order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. And then 50 days later is the Jewish Feast of Pentecost. Penta means 50. It's also called the Feast of Weeks, because you'd have 7 weeks, and 7 days is 49, and the next day is the 50th. And this marks the actual beginning of the main harvest season called the wheat harvest. And on the Feast of Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit is poured out. 3,000 people get saved that day. By the end of the week, there's 8,000. It's the beginning of the harvest of souls.
Exactly.
And then one interesting thing is, why did this happen when it did? I read a lot of history, and so you can sort of piece together. Around 1400 B.C. is when Moses, the children of Israel, celebrate the first Passover, come out of Egypt, and he has the law, which has the seven feasts, where three times a year the Jews would come to worship at Jerusalem. Now, 732 B.C., Assyria takes the 10 northern tribes of Israel captive and scatters them around the world. And so now you have scattered Jewish communities around the world, and the faithful Jews would make their way back to Jerusalem for these feasts. And then you have 509 B.C. The Roman Republic is founded, and they begin to build roads. And their roads eventually connect the whole known world around the Mediterranean. All roads lead to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And then 335 B.C., Alexander the Great conquers and spreads what? The Greek language around the world. And then 285 B.C., you have Ptolemy in Egypt has the Old Testament translated into Greek called the Septuagint. And so now we're piecing this together. You have pockets of Jews around the world with the scattered there. You have a road system they can travel on, a common language, and then the Old Testament is now in the Greek Septuagint. And then 27 B.C. is the beginning of the Pax Romana. This is a 100-year century of world peace. And then Jesus is born, 33 A.D. He's crucified, resurrection. And then all the faithful Jews from around the world are in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit poured out. And at the end of that week, they travel from Jerusalem through this Pax Romana peace on the Roman roads to their communities around the world, speaking to people they meet in the Greek language, proclaiming these Old Testament verses, which they could read because they're in the Greek Septuagint, had been fulfilled in the risen Christ. In other words, God set up the whole entire world for the rapid spread of a message, boom, on the Feast of Pentecost, end of the week, all over the world.
Unbelievable.
Right? If right. any of those things weren't there, it wouldn't fit. I mean, if there was wars going on, how are you going to interrupt somebody? Hey, excuse me a second, I want to tell. Think how long it takes the Wycliffe Bible translators to translate into some language. Well, here, they had the Greek language. They had the Old Testament in Greek, mm-hmm. right? And so these were critical things that were in place for this one week where you could have the Holy Spirit poured forth. At the end of the week, they're all back to their countries, communities all around the world. Now, the Jewish calendar, they're harvesting this long summer. They're harvesting the wheat, threshing it, and that's where you would sort of have it under a wheel, and it would help to break the little kernels of wheat away from the chaff, and then they would winnow it, which means they would get on top of the hill, throw it in the air with a rake, and the wind would blow the chaff away, and then the grain would fall, and then they would sift the grain to get out the tares, and then they would also have the grapes, figs, almonds, and pomegranates. And they had to do all this before the latter rain. And then the trumpets blow. It's called the Feast of Trumpets. This signals the end of the harvest season. Everyone is to drop what they're doing and go to the temple to worship. And Jesus prophesied in Matthew 24, two men will be left in the field. One will be taken, the other left. Two will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, the other left. And so that is yet to be fulfilled. And then you have two more feasts. One is the Day of Atonement. It's the most solemn feast in the Jewish calendar. And prophecy scholars debate whether this is fulfilled, either the Great Tribulation or the Judgment Seat of Christ. I'm not a scholar, so I don't know. And then there's the Feast of Tabernacles. And this is to remind us the Jews would build a booth or a tent in their front yard. And they would live in it for a week to remind them of 40 years when the Jews lived in tents traveling in the wilderness, and this is thought to foreshadow us being with the Lord forever. And Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. That word also means dwelling places. Mm-hmm. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. So this is the idea, we're going to dwell with the Lord forever. And so those last three feasts are yet to be fulfilled. One other thing that I think is interesting, and I apologize for my throat here. Prophecies. The brilliance of the prophecy, and there's a third of the Bible is prophecies. The mm-hmm. prophecies have to be not clear enough, so the devil can't figure them out and try to stop them. Remember Herod, the three wise men came, and they said, we're here to worship the King of the Jews. And Herod said to his scribes, where's it going to be born? They go, oh, Micah 5:2, Bethlehem. What was Herod's response? Kill all the babies in Bethlehem. Right. So if the devil could have figured these prophecies out, he would have stopped them. So they had to be written in a way he couldn't figure them out. But they had to be written in a way so once Jesus rose from the dead, he could walk along the road to Emmaus with his disciples and say, here, I was promised back in there in Genesis and Leviticus and Numbers, right? Law, Psalms, Prophets, all the way up. And so it's like a cornfield from one angle. It doesn't make sense. You look at it from another angle, you see the nice, neat rows mm-hmm. or those little Cracker Jacks toys and prizes that you would get with a picture with little, rigid plastic on it. So you look at the picture from one angle and you see one picture, but you look at it from another angle and you see another picture. When the devil looks at prophecies, he can't figure them out. But then when you get filled with the Holy Spirit and look at them, it's like, oh, it makes complete sense, right?
Exactly.
And so there's 300 prophecies regarding the Messiah. If we just pick eight of them, the chance of one person fulfilling eight of these prophecies by random chance is 1 in 10 to the 17th power. It's a statistical impossibility.
Right, exactly. Amazing. And here you go with a deeper understanding and appreciation of how much God loved us and loves us, that he set this all up perfectly to fulfill, his will, that his kingdom would come and his will would be done in all our lives, Bill Fetter. We got 10 seconds left. How can people be in touch with you?
AmericanMinute.com.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. There he is, Bill Fetter, the one and only, the American Minute creator. Thank you, Bill.
Nobody
God bless.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty.
You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. Another victim died overnight from a disgruntled employee returning to a Louisville, Kentucky bank yesterday morning and shooting it up. CEO of the bank says there are no words.
Jim Ryan is the CEO of Old National Bank, where five people were killed in a mass shooting Monday. He says there are no words to adequately describe the sadness. Ryan issued a statement Monday night asking for prayers for those affected, including the more than half a dozen injured when a 25-year-old employee of the bank opened fire. Ryan said the bank's leadership team is in Louisville and will continue to provide support in the days ahead. I'm Skip Kelly.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is convinced the global economy is in better shape than some economists suggest, and is confident the world's finance ministers have the tools to fend off a steep decline. We'll find out more today from Yellen at a news conference kicking off the annual spring meeting of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C. Lance Pry, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Katie Talento going to join us. She's the executive director of Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries. We're going to be talking about, you know, Regulation Nation, the regulatory agencies that we have, I guess, in a sense, have relied too much upon them, and they've been able to, along the way, as they've become more and more aggressive in, impacting our freedoms and being in the position of telling us, more and more what, what we should be doing. And it's not been very effective. I mean, for example, baby foods with toxic metals have been staying on the U.S. market while the FDA dithers. Our regulatory agencies are not what we thought they were. Katie Talento, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
It's wonderful to be here, Bill. Thank you so much.
Well, we went through it with COVID. I mean, this has been quite the revelation. I say COVID, it was one of the key catalyst revealers for the American people to see what our government has done and how they have failed us time and time again, whether we're talking the southern border, national security, go on down the list. I mean, this humongous leviathan of a government is proving time and again that they just cannot. They're really not up for the job. But in this case here, this is really blatant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, we're seeing one thing after the other, especially with the FDA. You know, we've got heavy metals now being shown to exist in baby foods, transitional baby foods from formula to solid foods. You know, anyone who's a parent knows that you go out and you buy that rice cereal or that oat cereal as sort of a transitional food for your baby. And it turns out that those cereals and major brands like Gerber and Walmart are contaminated with, you know, toxic metals, which is like arsenic and
right, mercury, exactly.
And cadmium. And yeah, I mean, it's scary. And this has been known for many years, and many outside independent oversight groups and watchdog groups, even Congress, the Democrat Congress of the last Congress in the House, there were committee hearings on this subject. The FDA has done nothing. So I think that, you know, they're not imposing any sort of binding standards on the amount of heavy metals that can be in your baby's food. And it really just shows you cannot trust these regulatory agencies to trust you, to take care of you and your family. They are not looking out for you. They're looking out for giant corporate interests of the giant corporations and industries that they regulate, like the big food industry and big pharma, as we've seen.
Yeah, exactly. This is what we are seeing, and it's becoming quite clear, you know, if you have eyes open, because what you're talking about, Katie, we're not hearing from the legacy media. They're not keeping us abreast of this. They have been running interference for this administration and, you know, the power mongers on the left, have they not?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, if this had been the Trump administration and this baby food contamination had happened on our watch, you can bet your bottom dollar that we would have gotten all kinds of bad press about it. And, you know, our administration would have rushed to fix the problem and to impose standards to protect babies. But, of course, you know, the Trump administration was pro-life as well. You know, we were in the business of trying to protect babies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're seeing more and more with the FDA, you know, not only is it the contamination of baby food, but the baby formula shortage. And then you have, it's still going on, by the way. It's still going on, but you don't hear anybody talking about it anymore. And then you have the problem of, you know, that we just saw with this radical policy to let abortion pills be available in every pharmacy. And now we finally have a federal judge saying, gosh, you know, the Clinton FDA never should have approved that pill in the first place. It's taken 20 years, or maybe longer. I don't. The 90s.
Yeah. No, it's been. You're exactly right. Yeah. It's been two decades, and that's what was shocking about this. Is way you go. Whoa, wait a minute, because we were talking with Abby Johnson the other day about this. Going, why was this allowed? I mean, 20 years later, we're finding out that this has been problematic, and really understanding what. You know, how these two pills work in tandem together. And now you got a battle of the judiciary because you got a judge in Texas saying, wait a minute, we got to call time out on this. And then you got, of course, I think it's a D.C. circuit judge that is kind of, blocked the decision here. And you got 17 states that are involved with this as well, right?
Yeah. And it's Washington State is the competing opinion, but it's not really competing because it sort of is tweaking the new policy from the Biden administration, tweaking that policy. But the Texas decision actually just upends the policy altogether. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it's a nationwide injunction on the FDA approval of this drug. I mean, I remember when that happened, I was working for Senator Sam Brownback, and he was very concerned about this very dangerous expedited approval of this drug. And it's taken citizen suits for decades trying to get the FDA to respond as they're required to by law. You can't go to court until they do. And so, you know, this has been going on forever, and it looks like this decision's just coming out of the blue and it's politically motivated, but really it's been following the statutory timeline that is required, and this is how long the FDA took. So they brought it on themselves to have this out-of-the-blue decision 20 years later.
Exactly. And meanwhile, you know, nobody's talking about the damage that this has done to young women. This is so irresponsible, and I agree with Senator and Ambassador Brownback on this issue, particularly Katie, because this is the whole reason why Roe v. Wade was reversed, is because you had the organic experience of 49 years of Roe v. Wade that was said to be, you know, rare and safe, and it's anything but that.
Yeah, I mean, the court ruling lays out clearly the disgusting amounts of side effects that women and girls have when they take this pill. It's not a safe pill, and, you know, it leads to hemorrhaging. Often you have to have a decent chunk of these girls need to have a surgical abortion after the medical abortion fails. And sometimes the pregnancies continue. And so, you know, the judge laid out these statistics in black and white, and it's not pretty. This is not something that You know, the FDA has changed the rules over the years so many times. It used to be that you required 3 in-person office visits in order to take this pill for this procedure, and it required a physician to be involved. And the Democrat administrations over the years have slowly ratcheted back all the safeguards and protections to try, I mean, so-called protections, at least for the girl. I mean, we know what's happening to the baby. It's not protected at all.
Right.
So all those protections have been ratcheted back so that now you can just mail it and you don't have to you can have a televisit. That's what happened during COVID. The Biden administration made, you know, you just have a telemedicine visit over the computer and you'll get, you know, these pills mailed to you, which is also a violation of federal law, the Comstock Act, which says that you cannot mail anything related to abortion through the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah, but the Democrats, they don't care about the law. I mean, that's clear. They've ignored
it. No, it's completely lawless.
Yeah,
completely
of course. Yeah, exactly. And this is what we find ourselves dealing with. And I just, you know, I've heard these stories, Katie, of these young women who have experienced these chemical abortions, and they have no idea what they're getting into until they're in it. And they are, you know, scared beyond expression because their body is now starting, you know, going through this chemical abortion. And I mean, and you're delivering, you know, because part of the process is you end up expelling the expulsion of the fetus. And that's happening right there in your apartment.
Yes. And I mean, probably the most useful, even though it's graphic and horrifying, a display of this is Abby Johnson herself. You know, she went through this process and she tells her story in that movie that she made called Unplanned.
Unplanned,
and you see like a really good depiction of what happens. You know, they tell you, oh, you'll just have a little bit of cramping. These women are on the bathroom floor bleeding and crying because it's so bad. And then they might still need a surgical abortion to clean out the damage that's been done inside their uterus.
Yeah, exactly. And the mental trauma that they've endured, it's unimaginable, Katie. And this is why, you know, we're grateful for people who appreciate pro-life, and even for the women who have experienced abortion who are speaking up. This is why this has become so organic and it continues to move forward. We've got more from Katie after this. Stay with us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here along with Katie Talento, the Executive Director of Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries. President Biden last week signed a House bill immediately ending the COVID-19 national emergency, which was first enacted during the Trump administration, as you'll recall, in 2020. I know they wanted to drag that out. I mean, this is the thing that is really hard for bureaucrats and especially this administration to give up power. They got a lot of latitude and took away a lot of our liberties during the emergency authorization, emergency use authorization because of COVID. And I think initially the president had said, that he was going to, stop it and cancel it about mid-May. But there was so much pressure, from Congress, and we can be thankful for a Republican House that kept the pressure on. And this was a bipartisan agreement. You know, from Democrats and Republicans that, this national emergency of COVID-19 is over.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. I mean, the statutes on public health authorities in the case of a public health emergency really do open up, an entire Pandora's box. They should only be used very, very carefully and only in the direst situations because, mm-hmm. as you say, they really do create problems for liberty. And the main problem is not so much, however, the inappropriate use of public health authorities. I would say it's the absolute violation of the emergency use authorization statute. So the law isn't really broken. It's that it was ignored by too many. And, if an emergency use authorization product, which was everything in this case, not just vaccines, but masks as well, COVID tests, every single thing that was done was an emergency use authorization. That means that, it had not been through proper routine safety and efficacy trials. And because of that, the law is very clear. It says you can't sue the manufacturer of or the person who's offering this product or service. But the trade-off for that is that it certainly can't be mandated. It must only be provided and offered under full informed consent.
Exactly.
And so, it's designed for a bioweapon situation where, we have to throw some drug in everybody because we don't know what's happening and everybody's dying of some terrible, bioweapon. And it's optional, but, people are willing to take the risk. So That's what it's designed for. Instead, it was the statute was absolutely abused. The idea that, you know, you can lose your job or you can be denied a transplant on the organ transplant list because you haven't taken a product that should never be mandated, that's not informed consent. That's an absolute violation of the statute. I think there should be many, many more lawsuits coming on that basis. I hope they will succeed. But it is far and away, way past time for this emergency to be undeclared, as Congress was about to do, and so the Biden administration caved and did it early, as you described.
And the problem we have, Katie, is there's no accountability. I mean, it's even like this past week, you know, again, what our bureaucracy does, they don't want accountability. I mean, they're talking about the exit of Afghanistan, a little side trip here. But again, this representative of how they deflect and how they get away with this with impunity, all under the guise that, oh, we're doing this so, you know, we're going to have a study so this never happens again. No, it just keeps on happening because you ignore the law. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody's punished for this stuff, this obvious, disrespect for our law and people's freedoms. They don't take it seriously. And I'm talking about the bureaucracy and the powers to be. If there was punishment on the other end of this, they might think twice, maybe even three times before they, you know, tried to get away with these kind of shenanigans. Because, like you said, I mean, overall, we're talking, you know, 7 million plus people died. And meanwhile, there were lies coming from the CDC, from Dr. Fauci, and now we're looking on the horizon of a backroom deal between Joe Biden and the WHO, where the next time a pandemic comes about, we're going to subordinate our sovereignty to the WHO, Katie. This is scary.
Yeah, it's really scary. Like you mentioned earlier, I too had my eyes really just opened during COVID, like I think the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. And that has been a very useful exercise. And if there's anything that we have all learned, it's that the government is not going to protect you. Certainly not a government that is so lawless as this one. And we knew it was lawless, you know, we knew it would be lawless, just like the Obama administration was before it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I don't think, and the Clinton administration before that, I don't think there's any surprise here. But, you know, the big takeaway that I have from all of it is, you know, these agencies are a net harm. There is nothing that can be trusted that comes out of them, not on heart disease, not on cancer, certainly not on infectious disease, as we've seen, and not on public health emergencies. And so it's up to you. It's up to you and your family to protect yourself. It's up to you to find healthcare providers that you can trust. And there are very few, by the way. And
yes.
So, I think we need to be coming together in our communities, people who respect medical freedom, who respect, you know, all kinds of freedoms, right? And to know your farmer and to know your naturopath and to know your local homeopath. You know, we really need to be coming together in communities of people of faith and other like-minded people and taking care of ourselves because no one's coming to save us.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I was born and raised in California, and I'm in Florida now, have been for the last 14 years, have doctor friends down in Imperial Valley in San Diego, and they wrote a book. They treated, and we're talking about COVID-related here, they treated over 10,000 patients. Nobody went on a ventilator. Nobody went to the hospital. They were all able to manage this attack of COVID on their bodies. And because they didn't follow the protocol that Governor Newsom and Facebook, Zuckerberg of all people, and the WHO had pronounced, they were called up to Sacramento for this medical tribunal with the threat that they could lose their license because they didn't follow the company policy guidelines that would have sent people to the hospital, put them on a ventilator. And as we know, only about a third of people that went on a ventilator got off the ventilator. Two-thirds expired without even having any kind of contact with their family as they were dying.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is not a time in history when I would say to a young person who wants to do good and to help people that they should go into medicine. Mm-hmm. It is an absolutely corrupt industry. And, you know, I became a naturopath, actually, during the past few years. And I only did that because in my state, they do not have licensure boards for naturopaths. Like, right. I do not want to be subject to any sort of crazy licensure board because it's not just the government that's taking mm-hmm. these poor physicians out. These honorable and talented physicians out. It's not just the government. It's also these independent so-called licensure boards, and they're destroying these men and women. It's absolutely a crime.
Mm-hmm. Well, news also this past week that Robert Kennedy Jr. is thinking about a presidential run, and the left immediately reacted. Because, you know, the one thing that Robert Kennedy Jr. has been consistent about has been health care.
Yeah, I mean, this is a bigger tsunami of an event than I think any of us are, than most people are paying attention to. Mm-hmm. I am not aware, and I could be wrong, but I'm not aware of any Kennedy ever losing an election. And I think, you know, for any level of office... And so, I followed him for a long time. I used to think he was wrong, you know, and, even at the beginning of the Trump administration, he had, you know, convinced the president to try to establish a vaccine safety commission. And, you know, we were supposed to be trying to help him set that up, and we didn't know what to do because we thought that vaccines were safe and effective. You know,
right.
We hadn't done our research. We had bought into the groupthink. And, you know, I'm an infectious disease epidemiologist, Bill. Like, I had bought this line, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, I had been wrong for so long. And it wasn't until COVID that I really started looking down the rabbit trail and seeing, oh, my goodness, Bobby Kennedy has been right all this time.
Exactly.
And so it's not just on – but he's not just right on healthcare issues, although he is. It's also that he's right when he talks about polluters and how they're, you know, destroying the middle class and asking the middle class to subsidize their means of production. It's a tax on everyone else, you know, to clean up their pollution. He and how they take over waterways so that the public can't benefit from them anymore. The way he talks about environmentalism could turn conservatives into environmentalists. I mean, he is absolutely inspirational when he gives speeches. I think that the Democrat Party is going to have a major problem on their hands when in their primaries. And I'm sort of going to enjoy watching the chaos that's going to ensue in the primaries. But I'm telling you what, if Bobby Kennedy gets the nomination in the Democrat Party, and I don't know if the, you know, primary voters in the Democrat Party will allow that to happen. I'm not sure. We certainly saw how popular Bernie Sanders was taken out.
Right, exactly. Yes.
But, you know, so I don't know. And you know, God forbid anything happened to Bobby Kennedy. I don't wish that on him, of course. But I wouldn't put it past it. I wouldn't put it past them, honestly. But let's just say he gets the nomination. He is inspirational. I mean, they don't use the word Kennedy-esque for no reason. He is absolutely inspirational, even with this sort of strange and unfortunate disease he has in his voice, in his vocal cords, which
exactly
sound a little strange.
Well, Katie, we got to leave it there. I look forward to having you back. Katie Tileno, Executive Director of Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.